Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Can I help?
No. I know why Phoebe needs a new lampshade. I like the old one.
It just went so well with the colour scheme.
Ah, right.
Ah, well done. Here's the bulb.
Opta. Right, try that.
Oh. No. I'll fetch another.
Oh, no, and I'm sorry, you can't. I used the last one the other day for the landing.
Oh, Roy, I want to see what it looks like.
No, it's all right. I'll go and pinch one off Dad. He always has loads of spares.
OK, then. Oh, you're going to love this, Phoebs. Oh, Roy! Hello?
Oh, hi, Hayley. Can I have a word?
Kate?
Bellcat, please.
Yep.
Thanks.
Did you see that email from headquarters?
What about the rally in London? Yeah, looks like it'll be quite a gathering.
Don't you think you should go?
No, love. You know, important as milk prices are, my place is here. I mean, it does feel better, doesn't it? All back under one roof.
And Ed and Emma back at Rickyard.
Yeah. Now, we just got to be aware, that's all, without getting paranoid.
Oh, easy then, hmm? Oh, it's a lot better here than being on the M1 anyway.
Right, that's the trailer then. What time are the boys back?
Any time now.
I suppose Lewis will be bringing them.
Well, that's the arrangement.
What would it take, do you think, for Elizabeth to come round?
Here?
Well, yeah, but in her head as well. Oh. You know, perhaps if these nutters bot me one, or even finish me off.
David!
I'm serious. Do you think that would even the stakes?
What do you mean, not coming back?
Hayley, that's not what I said. All I said is she's not coming back quite yet.
Not for another 6 weeks?
But it makes much more sense.
Might make sense to you, but this date's been planned for months. We agreed it before Phoebe went. It was part of the deal.
Maybe, but that was ages ago. We didn't know how things were going to work out. She's loving South Africa. She's got her brother and sister here. Why shouldn't she have a bit more time with them and with her friends?
She's got friends here. And a sister who can't wait to see what don't they count?
They will see her. A few weeks won't make that much difference. Look, you can hardly begrudge it. You've all had years with her.
Abby hasn't.
Nor have Nolly and Sipo. Actually, nor have I.
Well, so this is all your idea?
Well, actually, no. It's all come from Phoebe.
Has it?
Yes.
Can I talk to her then?
You could, but she's not here.
I got one.
What? Here, you speak to her.
Oh, sorry, I can't talk now.
Kate?
I've got to go out.
I thought you'd like Ambridge View. There's more room than at Rickyard.
Yeah, but you're not allowed in half of them.
Really?
You're not allowed drinks or crisps in front of the big telly. And no shoes in the house. Anywhere.
That's a bit extreme.
I know.
Hi, you two. How are you, George?
He's glad to be back, aren't you?
You bet.
Well, good. What are you doing, Josh?
What's it look like? Nothing.
Well, you can come with me if you like. I'm going to fetch Gina in.
I love Gina.
You're all right, George. She hasn't calved yet. I'm bringing her in to keep an eye on her, though.
Is there a problem?
Well, I hope not. But the calf looked pretty big on the scan, and she's not one of our biggest spawned, so...
Right.
Oh, I so want to see a calf.
And me. We'll go and get her if you like, Mum.
Yeah.
All right, then. Put her in the shed next to the workshop, OK?
OK.
Hi, boys. Hi, Ruth. You busy?
No, those two have just taken a job off me. Why?
Well, you might need to go and lie down in a darkened room.
What?
Josh didn't tell you then. Elizabeth dropped them back.
No.
Yep.
Well, that's amazing. Did you see her?
Yeah, and spoke to her.
Oh, David.
No, don't get excited. Nothing's changed. She obviously still thinks I'm an idiot.
How?
She thinks I'm mad to give evidence.
That's what she said.
From her point of view, it's clearly just another wrong decision from someone who can't be trusted to make them.
She always winds me up, and I always let her.
Shh, I know. Well, it's all gone better than we dared hope, so why are we spoiling it now? She must know it'll take more than a day to get ready for school.
Well, Kate doesn't care about that, does she? That's our problem.
She'll have no time to settle back in here at all.
So much for a holiday plans. It's the whole summer.
We can still go with Abby.
Oh, don't, Roy. She says it's all Phoebe's idea. Maybe she doesn't want to come home at all.
No, it'll be Kate just trying it on.
I knew this would happen.
Look, Hayley, she isn't going to stay there. I'm not having it.
Really?
I'll sort it. She's probably having a miserable time anyway.
It's going to be so cool.
Yeah, sounds it.
There's a whole crowd of us going.
Great.
So what are you doing for the rest of the summer?
Not much.
Left them in the office, Ruth. Oh, sorry.
Hello.
Hello, Phoebe. Sorry, won't be a minute. Just need to get some new batteries for the moisture meter.
It's okay, I've got to go now.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm at Mandisa's house and Milton's cooking pancakes.
Who's Milton?
Just a boy. Anyway, speak soon, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Bye. Sorry for butting in, Josh.
It's okay.
Oh, you were right.
She's not coming home now till the end of August.
Oh.
She's going to the Cape with some mates.
Oh. Is that definite?
Her mum's ringing her dad and Hayley about it today.
Well, I shouldn't worry about it too much. I can't see Roy and Hayley letting that happen.
Oh, you and Hayley are as bad as each other. Talk about overreacting.
I don't think so.
You act as if Phoebe's a baby. She's bright, outgoing, confident.
I know, I brought her up.
She settled fine into school here in a totally different system. And you're saying she's going to have problems fitting back into Borchester Green? Oh, please.
Look, she's got a very important couple of years coming up. GCSEs.
And she's got the chance of a fabulous holiday on the Cape with her friends.
Yeah, so you said. Now, would you like to give me a bit of detail about that? I mean, who are these friends?
It's a mixed group. Some are from school. I know all the parents. Some of the older ones have been before.
Older? Well, how much older?
17, 18. The campsite's ultra safe, and one of the boys' parents are going to be staying nearby.
The boys going?
Yeah.
When you said mixed, I thought that
Roy, for God's sake, grow up! And let Phoebe just chill a bit.
No, I won't! I mean, none of that's exactly reassuring, Kate.
Oh, no. Well, I can see a week at some holiday park in the UK would be far more enjoyable. Playing snap with her kid sister while Vicky enters the glamorous granny competition.
It wouldn't be...
Well, Well, perhaps I should ask her. She's there now, is she?
Yes. Phoebe, come and talk to your father.
And, you're all well, are you? Lucas? And the children?
We're all fine, thanks. Phoebe, here, darling. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hiya.
You have said yes, haven't you? To me staying? I'm having such an awesome time. And it's going to get even better when school's finished.
Well, it's school that I'm worried about, love. I mean, what about settling back in here?
It'll be fine. It's not like when I came here, when I didn't know anyone. I've made such good friends. I don't want to miss out on a holiday with them. Please, Dad.
Well, you are going to come back, aren't you?
Oh, Dad, don't be silly. Of course I will. I'm dying to see you and Hayley and Abby and everyone. It's only a few more weeks. Please.
That's it, Jeannie. You keep drinking.
Wrong again, Dad.
Oh, what? Sorry?
Phoebe just texted. Her dad's okayed her on staying on.
Oh, Josh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. Some summer I'm going to have. Gated on a farm with a load of nutters after us, while Phoebe goes off with Mandisa and this Milton guy.
Hey, Josh. Look, I know things aren't... But it's not going to be all bad, you know? It won't. We'll still do all the stuff we usually do. You know, we'll have our days out. You'll still have your cricket and your football. And I've got plenty to keep you busy. We'll get you on the tractor, for one thing.
Will you?
Yeah. And it would be a big help if you took on responsibility for Gina here. You know, food, water, regular checks. You reckon you could take that on? How about it?
Okay.
Thank you. Hey.
What are you doing in here? Come to bed.
This time next week, Phoebs would have been asleep in here.
Yeah, I know.
Can we trust her, Roy?
Phoebe?
Kate. Or by September, is she going to come up with some other excuse to hang on to her?
I don't think so. She was telling the truth after all. It was all coming from Phoebe.
Only because Kate's brainwashed her.
No, I really don't think so. In fact, I thought Kate sounded...
What?
I don't know, a bit detached.
What? What do you mean? Don't tell me Phoebe's being packed off to get her out of Kate's way.
No. I heard it from Phoebe. She's really excited to go, and it's her mates who suggested it. It was more... Well, when we were waiting for Phoebe's to come to the phone, I thought Kate sounded a bit odd.
Great. So now there's a madwoman in charge of our daughter. Well, thanks, Roy.
Hey.
If you're trying to reassure me, you're going the wrong way about it.
So, ham or cheese?
Don't mind. Anything.
Or salami? Oh, no. That doesn't smell so good.
Salami's fine.
I knew you weren't listening. The salami's off. You're having ham.
Great.
You maybe don't care what's in your sandwiches, Daryl, but I do. You've got to keep your strength up.
Right.
You work so hard on this job.
Mm.
So what are you doing today exactly?
Fitted wardrobes. Got another couple of deliveries coming in from that Bernie.
Hmm. Oh, good. And is he reliable?
Hmm.
I mean, has he said exactly when he's coming? Because you have to pick up the keyboard for Anna.
Yeah, I know. I haven't forgotten.
And remember to take some ID for the payments on account.
Yeah.
It's so good that they'd let us just to put down a deposit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there is no way. And if you've got time to bring it back here while she's at school, that would be wonderful. Then she can see it when she gets in. Oh, I can't wait to see her face.
No, nor me.
I admit I had my doubts about Matt in the beginning.
Yeah, I know you did.
But now I have to grant him. He's been very fair with you.
Hmm.
He's accounting properly for your wages. And the bonus? Well, that was very generous, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, very.
You don't seem very happy about it.
Don't I?
No.
Well, I am. Big grin, see?
Silly. Well, it will make Anna happy anyway,
Since
it held by her keyboard. Now, do you want some salad in the sandwiches? Or shall I give it to you separate? Because it can make the bread so damp.
Oh, it's lovely. Pretty, but so much more grown up than before.
We think so.
Mm, it is. Oh, and I love the fairy lights and the photos. And, Oh, so will Phoebe, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure she will, when she sees them.
Oh, it's only a few more weeks to wait. And none of this is going to go away, is it, Hayley?
No. How did you think she sounded when you spoke to her?
I'm sorry?
Kate, when she gave you the news that she was keeping... that Phoebe was staying on.
What will... Well, I don't know. Her normal self, I suppose. I was so taken aback about the change of plan and the rebooking of flights that... Oh, I wasn't really thinking about anything else. Why, you don't think there's some problem, do you?
No. No more than the one I usually have with Kate, anyway.
So what did she say exactly to make you think that
nothing to me. It was just something Roy mentioned, that's all. It's nothing. We were probably a bit on edge, too, about it all.
Yes. But I know it must have come as a... Well, it's a terrible shock to you both, and you must be disappointed. We all are.
It's a bit more than that, Jennifer. Abby sobbed her heart out last night.
Oh, no.
We got her a calendar. She's been crossing off the days.
Oh, dear. Well, Rory's sorry, too.
With respect, it's not quite the same.
No.
And Vicky's taking it badly as well. Mike had gone to a load of trouble to arrange something special for their anniversary next weekend, and this has taken the gloss right off it.
Oh, I am sorry.
Yeah, well, sorry doesn't help, does it? As my nan used to say. No, I'm sorry, Jennifer. I'll take that back. It's not fair to take it out on you.
No, but I'm the only one who's here, aren't I?
Oh, excuse me. Look, it's from Phoebe.
Isn't that sweet of her?
She always spells tons like that. Oh. Sorry if I've let you down. Tons of love.
Oh, and she means it, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know.
Daryl.
How's Anna getting on?
Oh, she hasn't stopped playing since she came in from school. She's so happy.
That's great.
She can't wait to give you a big kiss. Thank you so much for managing to get it back here in time.
Yeah. Hey, where were you? Peggy's?
Yes. And more good news.
Oh, steady.
Lillian was there too.
Is that good news?
Shh, listen. I said we had a problem. Where would Anna do her homework now that the keyboard would be taking up space? And Lillian said Amside has an old computer desk doing nothing, and we were welcome to have it.
All right.
So all you need to do is go around and pick it up.
Oh, not now, love.
No. She suggested tomorrow evening, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I'll get it then.
You can drop Rose up to the cricket field. It's another practice she wants to see.
Oh, yeah?
They fixed a date for the match against this St. Max team, Tuesday of next week. I thought maybe we could all go and watch.
Hmm.
Daryl, are you all right?
Me? Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, come on. What is it? Something at work? Problem with the deliveries?
I'm just tired, love. It's been a long day.
Are you sure? You were like this morning. You're not ill.
I'm fine, honestly. Look, I'll go and have a shower and you get on with your gardening, yeah?
Daryl, what aren't you telling me?
Nothing. I'll just be glad when this job's over, that's all. I've had enough of it.
I know it has been hard work and a lot of responsibility, but you're nearly at the end now. And think about it this way. It's made your daughter very happy.
I know. Hmm. I'll go up and say hello, yeah?
Okay. But I've told you, she's asking for piano lessons now.
Oh, I spoke to the agent about Valley Farm.
Oh, yeah?
We've got first option on the buildings. Hey, where do you want your drink, darling?
Oh, thanks, yes. Pop it on the side for now, can you?
Right. Yeah, seems the owner got pestered by Baff at a farmer's market. It was that rabid Hattie person, probably. Oh, I bet she was unloved as a child.
Oh, Brian!
Well, come on, Jenny. I mean, they're just attention seekers. The thing with Baff is they've started to believe their own publicity. They think everyone agrees with them. There's nothing worse than arrogance, is there?
Well...
So the good thing is it's all starting to backfire. And the owner of Valley Farm's not even a farmer. But Hattie, or whoever it was, got right up his nose. Suddenly he's offering at a very fair price.
So your approach came just at the right time?
Yep, so it would seem. And I've got Annabel going on the legal side already to get it all tied up.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. So how was your day, darling? What have you and Rory been up to?
Oh, we went up to the strawberries and he picked some. And then we came back here for a bit. And then this afternoon I dropped him at Penny Crosses. You know, she's got her grandson staying.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah. So you've had some nice downtime.
No, not really. And I thought I ought to go and see Hayley.
That was brave. How was she? Floods of tears?
No. Surprisingly resilient, really. But she did say one thing.
Sorry, darling. I'll have to take this.
Oh, all right.
Brian?
Annabel, one second. I'll take it in the office.
Oh.
Don't tell me you've hit problems.
No. Not with Valley Farm, anyway. Not as far as I know.
Well, I didn't really think there would be. And anyway, you always bring me solutions, don't you?
I try to, but I'm afraid this time I might have to disappoint you.
Hmm?
I've had Martin Gibson on.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's he got to say for himself?
It's Jerry. He's been asking for detailed figures about the arable contract with BL for the estate.
Home farms? Well, so?
Well, can you think of a good reason why he might want them?
No, but let's face it, that's never stopped Jerry before.
Well, you don't think it's odd?
No. Well, yes, but this is Jerry we're talking about.
So you're not bothered?
Well, you are.
Yes, I really think you ought to take this a bit more seriously, Brian.
Why?
Because he's up to something.
Yes, his usual ham-fisted meddling. You know he and Andrew have been niggling away at me since the dairy project started. They haven't succeeded, and frankly, if they've been driven to this level of nitpicking, it's actually pretty pathetic.
Oh, Brian.
Well, what do you think's behind it? I mean, look, if he's trying to prove I'm on the fiddle somehow, he's going to be disappointed. I mean, we put in a fully costed proposal, it went to competitive tender, we got the job. Where's the room for fiddling in that?
There isn't any, but even
so... Look, Annabel, don't you start.
Sorry?
There are quite enough negative thinkers around without you joining them.
I'm not.
Promise?
I'm not.
Good. And don't let Jerry, or Andrew, because I presume he's lurking in the background, don't let them get to you. They may niggle and wriggle and moan, but when it comes down to it, they know I do a damn good job for BL. I've always got the board's interests at heart.
I know you have.
Of course I wasn't going to rob myself at Home Farm to get the estate contract, but I haven't inflated our costs either.
All right, if you say so.
Annabel, I know. I'm completely bombproof on this one.
Right.
So, go on. Close down your computer, go home, and pour yourself a big drink.
Well,
that's an order.
I might just do a bit of digging.
Well, if it'll make you happy.
Give me a few days. I'll see what else I can find out.
Fine. But it's not going to come to anything. Trust me.
Cute, aren't they? I had your scruff in mind when I made this one.
Really?
Yeah. Can't you see the likeness?
I can't see that I can. And if Scruff ever asked to go walkies, I should take him back to dog training classes immediately.
Oh, I think the little plaques make them. Or you can have... It's a dog's life. Or dog tired.
I can read, Eddie.
Well, if you're a cat person, how about...
cat napping? Yes, very good.
I've been wanting to refresh my offer for a while now. Oh, that's what they call it in marketing.
Oh, you can't keep flogging the same old junk, in other words.
Well, I do the same boot sales year in, year out. And it's a lot of the same punters that come along. So if they've already got all the gnomes and a squirrel, say, or me famous pigs...
You think they'll want to add to their collection?
Yeah, stands to reason.
Just like the Guggenheims. So... these are destined for boot sales, are they? You're not going to keep them on display here.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, there's no harm in attracting passing trade, is there?
Well, there is if you live opposite. I don't want the place cluttered up with cars belonging to Philistines.
Animal lovers?
It could be dangerous, Eddie. You need a licence to sell at the roadside, and besides, they're an eyesore.
You what? There's skill and back-breaking hard work gone into these.
I'm sorry, Eddie. They have to go.
You can't tell me what to do. It's a public highway.
Precisely. You don't own the verge.
Neither do you.
Maybe not. But I am on the committee of Britain in Bloom. And for the good of the village, I think you'll find the community will request you to keep them on your own property.
Eh? Oh, them Britain in Bloom judges have been and gone.
Yes. And we shan't know the result of their visit till September. For all we know, they'll be keeping tabs all summer long.
Oh, rubbish.
Well, I couldn't have put it better myself, Eddie.
Sorry, Linda, I can't hang about chatting. There's more cement ready.
Not for more of these.
No, for my next inspired creation.
So, all the blokes are getting together Wednesday night for another big drinking session.
And the wedding's on?
Friday. Oh. So they should have had time to recover, even for my family. 11 pence change, Darryl.
Thanks.
How's this renovation going?
It's okay. I'm nearly done now.
Been harder than you expected, has it?
Sort of. Hey, your brother did some work for Matt, didn't he? The back end of last year.
Oh, yeah, Clive. Well, yeah, he did... a bit of plumbing.
And did he get on all right with him? I mean, he never had any doubts about him.
What kind of doubts?
Just, you know, Matt was straight with him, was he?
I don't really know. I never talked to him about it. Clive's, he's a bit of a law unto himself. I'm the last person he'd have told if he'd had any concerns.
Well, just stick them in the boot, please, Eddie.
Just the two bags?
Yeah, well, that should be plenty. Jolene wants the pub garden kept up to scratch. Or rather, Linda does.
Oh, don't talk to me about her. Hey, this is good practice. Is this going to be one of your community games, weightlifting?
Oh, well, that'll be telling, won't it?
Go on, Kenton, give us a clue. I can't put a team together till we know what we're signing up for.
And this team is representing...
the Cider Club.
All right.
If it's like a tug-of-war, games of strength and that, then obviously Fat Paul's right in there. But if it's speed and agility, we need...
Sorry, you're not getting anything out of me. I'm about to present my ideas to the Fate Committee. Now, once they approve...
Oh, come on, we're mates.
No! Ought to be very sporting to give you an advantage so you can snap up Jazza and Harry.
Oh, so it is speed and agility.
No, didn't say that. I think you'll find the challenges I've come up with will test more than mere athletic prowess. Anyway, you'll soon find out.
Yeah, spoiled sport.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, better get a move on or Linda will be...
Whoa, hey, God, what is that?
Oh, yeah.
God, big enough and ugly enough. What is it? One of your early cats and dogs that escaped from the lab?
It is a first attempt, yes. But for another new model I'm adding to my collection.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to see the finished version.
Me neither. This one's going to be special.
Got a yaw, Ed? Yep. Yeah, you can slide it in now. Okay. Got it. Thanks, Bat. But make sure it's wedged
here.
So, whistle on course then.
Oh, yeah. Should have the place finished by the end of the month.
Good. Because Brenda's got a queue of people waiting to view. And those wardrobes we've had off Burnie, top class or what, eh? Mirrored. You tried them doors?
Smooth as silk.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon they'll add 100 a month to the rent.
Yeah, I suppose so. Right, thanks very much for the desk, and I'll be really grateful.
No problem.
I'll get off.
Hang on. Is there anything you'd like to tell me, Darren?
Sorry?
Well, I thought I was doing you a favour, giving you the work at outside.
You have?
So how come you're not all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed like you used to be? Is it not suiting you anymore?
Oh, no, it's not that. It's not me. It's...
What?
It's Bernie.
Bernie?
Yeah. Look, I've been asking a few questions about him, and it turns out he's not entirely straight.
Where you got this from?
You know, just asking around.
Well, that's a bit of a facer. I tell you what, let's have a turn around the garden and tell me all about it.
Help yourselves to sugar and biscuits.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, not for me, thanks.
Well, I'm sure the others won't be long.
No. Oh, Christine was telling me, Linda, the Loxley Barrett children have done some lovely paintings.
Oh, yes. And I shall personally be supervising their hanging the day before the fete.
You're hanging the children?
Oh, Kenton.
I want to make sure the children's art isn't overwhelmed by what will, of course, be the dominant feature of our cultural Olympiad. Our new piece of theatre.
Oh, that.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say, Linda, if they need any props from the shop, I'm sure that won't be a problem.
Oh, thank you, Susan.
Hold on. Doesn't that raise issues of product placement? Yeah. And now a word from our sponsors.
Don't be ridiculous. What? I'll mention it to Seth, Susan.
Seth?
Our director. We're going to fix a date for him to come on a recce to scout potential locations.
Ooh.
So, when the rest of the committee arrive, we need to brainstorm some possibilities.
Yeah, well, it's obvious, isn't it? I mean, if the shop's going to feature, then the ball should as well.
Well, I really was hoping for rather more creative suggestions. The shop's only involved because of its proximity to the phone box.
Hey, that's not what I understood.
Oh, Susan, I'm sure the shop will get a mention as a community hub. A meeting place, a melting pot of ideas. The point of the piece, you see, Susan, is that it's all about communication. And the phone box is perfect, because it's the ultimate blend of form and content.
Right.
Which brings you back to the bull. You know, the truths that come out after a few pints of Shires, the timeless conversations that take place over the bar, Eccles and his squawk.
Kenton. Will you please take this seriously?
Well, I am.
We can't involve Eccles. He'd never keep still.
Well, look, if it's about people chatting, then what about the village green? The Lawson Hope seat?
It's a possibility.
The bridge over the Am.
Yes, that might tie in. I was wondering about the village finger post, pointing us in all directions like...
The road to nowhere.
But really, I was hoping we might come up with some more left-field ideas.
Why didn't you say? OK, get your actors up the church tower. Semaphore, No? OK, got an idea for your finale. By the hot tub at Honeysuckle Cottage. No, even better. In the hot tub, listening for messages from the bubbles.
Oh, come on.
What? No. He may have suggested it mischievously, but... I can see definite possibilities.
What?
Well, I wonder what Adam and Ian will make of that.
Actually, they might enjoy it.
I'm amazed.
There it is.
I mean, Bernie's got a legit job with his build supplies, hasn't he? And as far as I know, he's a decent bloke.
I know, but...
Of course he is about knock-off goods, but who doesn't? There'll be surplus stock, cancelled orders, whatever.
Yeah, but that doesn't add up.
Well, it won't, will it? If the bloke you talk to has got a downer on him, it does happen.
I know. But it's not just one person I've talked to, it's three.
Well, I can't explain it, Darryl. What do you want me to do?
I don't know, but...
What, you want to quit? Job's nearly over and it's not like we're expecting him back again.
No, but... But what we've got already...
Thing is, Darryl, you'd be dropping me right in it if you slung your up now. And when it comes to my next project, well, I'll have to look elsewhere, won't I? There's plenty of blokes out there chasing work and not many jobs to go around. I don't think I'll be looking for long, do you?
No.
And I hear now Anna's got her keyboard. She's after piano lessons. They don't come cheap. Families, eh? They do get used to a regular wage. So, maybe the best thing you can do is count your blessings, keep your head down, and get on with the job, eh?
Ah, that's got you interested.
And the final one?
A relay with obstacles on space hoppers.
Oh, right. Well, that sorts the chop team then. Kathy out, Sabrina's waiting.
Well, all I can say, Kenton, is that it's exactly as I feared.
But surely not.
Oh, yes, the worst of all possible worlds, both silly and pandering to the fit and healthy.
Oh, no, hang on. No, you can't have it both ways. If I really was pandering to the fit and healthy, it'd be a proper pentathlon. And as for silly, well, the other way of looking at it, Linda, is fun. Which, frankly, is more than your piece of performance art based around old phone boxes sounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, just an opinion.
It sounds like a challenge to me.
Yeah, might be.
Right.
Yeah, right. Let the games commence.
Listen to me. And it's early yet.
Go for it, Ash. Enjoy your freedom while you can. Come on, drink up, Neil. I'll get us another.
No, I'm fine with this one, thanks.
Suit yourself.
I've got a whole day of this to get through at the wedding.
You all right over here?
Mm. Yeah, great, thanks, Keith.
Oh, pardon. Oh, just about to add to your bar bill, mate.
Oh, don't. Donna has texted me. Had a brilliant idea.
Oh?
She's only going to book a limo now to take the happy couple to the airport. Heaven knows what that'll cost. But she thought it'd be nice for them.
For the honeymoon? Where are they going?
Mexico.
Oh, William and Emma went there, didn't they, Neil? Mind you, that was our William's first win.
Yeah. If I thought I'd got to go through this all again, I've told Kelly it's Gretna for her. Oh, hello. What kept you?
Yeah, sorry, I'm late.
Evening, Ed. Oh, hello, son.
Oh, bedtime was a nightmare. Kira's teething, we couldn't get her down.
Oh, poor kid. Mind you, I'm surprised I've got any teeth left. I've been grinding them that much lately.
Cheer up, mate. It'll all be worth it.
It better be.
Yeah, you're not losing a daughter. You're gaining a
whacking great overdraft.
How you getting on?
Don't you step on my clean floor.
When you said you were going to give the barn a tidy up.
Well, you know, nonsense started.
All last year's straw next to the hay.
Yeah. So, plenty of room to start stacking this year's from the back.
Have we ever been so ready for harvest?
I think so. Mind your feet.
Oh, sorry.
Must be because we're both spending so much time on the farm.
Are you not trying to tell me there's a silver lining?
Well, hardly. Oh, that's true, though.
Yeah, because we usually have such a wild social life. Are you coming in soon?
Yeah, won't be long. Why?
Nothing. Pip's on the phone to Spencer. Josh is Skyping Phoebe. Ben's plugged into some computer game.
Oh, perfect nuclear family, eh? Well, look, just give me 5 minutes and why don't you and me go for a stroll?
Oh, I don't know, David.
Well, as one of the Herefords, I wouldn't mind a look at.
I don't really fancy leaving the kids. I thought maybe we could all watch some telly, or if there's nothing on, a DVD or something.
Yeah, right. Whatever you want.
Thanks. I've locked up the workshop.
Oh, great.
Did you order those extra gas bottles, by the way?
No, didn't she tell you they're Pip's? Well, they're the YFCs. They're for this barbecue they're having.
Oh, right.
Heya.
Hi.
Hi, Josh. Finished your call?
Obviously. I've checked on Gina. Still nothing happening.
Oh, well, thanks anyway.
Okay. I'm going out on my bike.
Oh.
Yes, I know. I've got my phone. I'll be back before it's dark.
That wasn't what I was...
Right, I've finished here now. Josh, we thought that we could all watch a film.
Huh?
You can choose.
Really? Even if Pip moans?
Yep, you're the boss.
Okay, then.
But something with some action, eh?
Of course.
Good. That's what I feel like tonight.
It was a boar. I saw it.
It was the beast.
It was not.
Neil, if you go around saying that much longer, there's going to be trouble.
Eh?
You and me are going to fall out.
Anyone hungry? Do the landlords offer to do us a curry?
Oh, brilliant. Is that on you as well, Keith?
It's all going to be on me all night, isn't it?
Oh, that's my man.
I tell you, it was a boar.
Blimey, how many is he had?
Only a few.
What, a few flagons?
Describe it then.
It was big and hairy. Tusks.
Like I said, the beast.
Come on, Eddie. If anyone should know a boar when he sees one, it's Neil.
Eh?
No, I didn't mean... No, not that sort of boar. Oh, there goes another 50 quid. Excuse me. All right, lads, go on, keep it down.
Look, I know what I saw.
No, you don't.
I do.
Right, that's it. Come outside. There. Now, tell me that isn't what you saw.
What? It's nothing like. What is it? Some kind of mutant?
Exactly.
And you've made this?
It wasn't easy. I had a few false starts.
You sure this isn't one of them?
It's the bottom bit of one of my ornaments. The body of another and the head of another.
Sure.
Roughed up a bit. The Beast of Ambridge. See?
Yeah, I see, all right. And you... You're going to try and sell these?
Got it in one. So all this talk of boars, you're killing my trade, mate.
Well, you reckon people are going to buy them and put them in their gardens?
And why not?
Why not? You really want to know?
Have a heart, Neil. Times are hard.
Oh, come on.
Good night.
Oh, good night, Ed.
Hey, are you off already, lightweight?
Well, some of us have got a milk, and I promised Em I wouldn't be late.
I hope you haven't broken up the party.
No chance. It's still going strong. Looks like it's going to be an all-nighter.
So, you didn't see no boar, did you?
Can I have the rest of the popcorn?
You've been scoffing all evening.
I've never heard of night starvation. I've got to get up in the middle of the night and check on Gina, don't forget.
Your dad's checking on her now. You could probably give it a miss for once.
No way. Do you want me to do it properly or not?
Right then, have it.
Great.
But clean your teeth and make sure Ben's put his light out, will you?
Okay. Night.
Night.
Night, Dad.
Night, Josh.
Okay out there?
Yeah, fine. That was a nice evening in the end, wasn't it?
Transformers, again?
Well, he said it was his choice.
I know, and he deserves it. He's been brilliant with Gina. I don't know what you said to him, David.
Oh, nothing really.
You've locked the windows, haven't you?
Ruth.
Sorry.
You know, I did them before we sat down with the film.
Yeah.
Come on, it's late.
Why did I say I'd do this?
There you go, darling. It's all better now.
Are you sure, right?
Oh, it's just your teeth. Go back to sleep, Ed.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, the lights have come on. Hey, it's Josh. What's he doing out?
Oh, he'll be checking on that cow.
He's taking it very seriously.
Yeah. Are you coming back to bed or what?
Yeah.
Nice and warm.
This is it, Gina. You're starting. It's all right, girl. I'm here. I'll be with you.
Yeah.
Whoa!
I know, but you have a lovely calf at the end of it. I know you've got other things on your mind, Gina, but can you smell? Easy, girl, easy.
Just going back in.
So why the dogs going mad? Oh, come on, darling. Oh, did those silly doggies wake you up? Oh, Kira. I don't know. What a night. Ed. Ed! Ed!
What?
Oh, my God. The barn is on fire.
What?
Here, take Kira. And get up, quick! We've got to get out of the house! George! He isn't in his bed! What if he's seen the fire and gone out?
Okay, alright, alright.
We need to wake up Ruth and David and call the fire brigade. George! 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 George, where are you? Hey! You, stop! Oh, George! Georgie! Please answer
David!
Me, George!
David!
George!
David! Oh, my God! There's a fire in the barn! Oh, Lord! Ruth! Ruth, get the kids out!
George!
Oh, dear
George!
God!
Oh,
Ella!
Oh, where is he? What if he's in there?
Oh, he can't. Ed, he can't. George! Ed, can
George!
You give me a hand?
George!
Help me with this!
Hey, where's Kira?
Pull this out of the way!
It's all right. Pip's got her.
George!
George! Ed, we've got to stop it spreading to the chemical store.
Yeah, but George, we can't find him.
Well, let's try and put some water on it and slow it down. Otherwise,
George,
the whole place could go up.
George!
Ed, the chemical store, now! And the workshop!
I can't leave her! Emma, don't go near there. Come
George.
Get back!
Oh, thank Josh. He's not in the house.
What?
Emma saw him just before the fire. He was crossing the yard.
He can't be in there.
No, he wouldn't. Josh!
Oh, please, God, no. George
no,
is
well. No, we thought
well.
He was going to go check the cow. Well, let's hope so. Please, we've got to get the hose pipe sorted.
He could be anywhere.
Don't, Emma.
Get off me.
Emma. Look out. Get back. Oh,
George, Gina. George.
Ed, we
George.
Have got to do something.
Get.
Okay, stay with Ruth. Ruth, don't let her go near, okay?
Ed.
I'm coming.
Oh, George. George. George!
We've got to stop it getting to the chemical store!
And the workshop!
Georgie! George!
Where are they? I just hope they're together.
Yeah, and safe.
Dad, what can I do?
Oh, Pip!
Where's Kira? What have you done with
it's
her?
It's all right, she's with Ben.
Ben?
It's all right, I made him promise. Look, have you found Josh yet?
No!
Nor George.
Oh, George too. Can I help look for them?
No, leave that to your mum and Emma. Can you deal with the calves?
The calves?
Get them out of their shed in case the fire spreads there.
On my own?
Well, I can't leave this.
But they'll be... Okay, I'll manage.
Start the pit.
What?
Make sure that Ben stays well away. I don't want Kira anywhere near that.
Okay.
If anything happened to her...
George! Please answer me!
God, where are they?
George! Oh, please! Georgie, please!
Josh!
I can't
understand it. If Josh came out to see Gina, well, where is he? She's not in a store.
And George could be anywhere.
Look, maybe they're together.
He's only seven. Seven. George!
George! George!
Mum!
Josh!
That's Georgie!
Mum!
That's George! 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 George!
Are we doing any good?
I don't know. Where the hell are the fire brigade?
Well, they've got to come from Borchester.
Well, there can't be much traffic.
Careful, David! You all right?
Yeah, thanks.
How do you think it started?
Who knows? Something carried on the wind, maybe? I mean, it could have been one of those Chinese lantern things.
There's not much wind tonight.
No, but I don't know. These things happen.
I suppose the fire brigade will be able to tell.
Yeah.
Oh, darling. Darling.
You're squashing me.
You've no idea how worried we've been. Where were you?
Yeah, sorry. I can't explain now. You've got to come.
Well, come where?
Gina's in trouble. Just come with me.
Yay, the fire engine!
So you came out to check on Gina?
Yeah, found she was starting.
Go on.
Woke George up.
You'd arranged this, had you?
I promised. He wanted to see the calf born.
Okay.
Then I could smell smoke. By the time George turned up, I realised the barn was on fire. We had to get Gina away. I didn't know what to do first, but the dogs were going mad. So I thought they'd wake everyone up. We brought her down to the paddock.
You did really well.
I wanted to run back and make sure you knew about the fire. Then the calf started really coming. I couldn't leave George with her. And I couldn't let him come back all on his own. And then the calf. Oh, Mum, it's stuck.
It's all right.
But if we lose it, or lose her, she could already
shh,
be...
Shh, shh. Even if we do, it won't be your fault.
It will.
Oh, no, it won't. Was the calf alive when you left?
Yeah, I tested the reflex like you showed me. She's in here.
There. We haven't lost her anyway.
Oh, you gave your mum and me such a fright.
Sneaking out in the middle of the night like that.
But the calf was coming.
Even so, you don't just go disappearing.
No, you don't. Don't you ever do anything like that again. Do you hear?
Okay.
Promise me.
Promise. Can I watch the firemen now?
No, you stay back here, well away. You let them do their job.
They want us to move. Oh, George. Oh, are you okay?
Yes, thanks.
Oh, great. And you weren't anywhere near the fire when it started, were you?
No, I was with Josh and Gina.
Right, okay. Ed, they want us to move any vehicles well away. In case of the diesel.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And the gas bottles from the workshop, the same.
Wow, police as well.
Yeah, well, I better talk to them.
Hi, after the cops. What now?
Oh, thanks, Pip. If you could help Ed, I've got to go.
Right.
Evening, Sergeant. David Archer.
I wish I'd thought to bring a torch.
Sorry.
Well, stop apologising. You've done a great job.
Do you know what's wrong yet?
I think so. You could only feel one foreleg because the other one's got elbow lock. If I can just push the calf back in a bit and try and straighten it out. Yeah, that's better. Right. With the next contraction, she should be able to. Here we go.
Oh, yes. Two legs. Oh,
thank goodness. And the reflex?
Yes, it's sucking my fingers.
Good girl, Gina. Come on, you can do it. Next time.
Here it comes.
Yeah. A heifer.
Oh, Mum, we've done it.
You've done it.
clever girl, Gina.
And my clever boy.
There, Kira, there. She's gone off, has she?
She's exhausted. Wasn't exactly a quiet night before this. Teeth.
Poor little Zorn.
Hey, Ben was great. Yeah, I must thank him, properly.
Well, there's no need.
I don't think he was very impressed. Step back here with a baby and all the excitement.
A bit too much excitement for me.
No, me too.
Anyway, he's out there now.
Trust him to want to film it. Well, George's is bad. All he wants to do is sit in the truck. Oh, it's all a big adventure to them.
Yeah. Oh, well, as long as they keep out of the fireman's way. Let them get on with their job.
They're ready for more tea. Oh, brilliant, you've done it.
Yeah, I'll get them some biscuits.
Are they getting on?
Well, they seem reasonably happy they've got it under control, but it'll be a few hours until it's out.
Right.
And the police? Have they said anything?
Well, yes. They found a petrol can in the hedge. Not one of ours.
Oh, David.
Well, I know.
What?
I know someone started it. I saw him. I saw him running away across the field. He was running and I called out. He tripped, got up and carried on. I saw him.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you so much for all you did.
It was nothing.
No, you were brilliant.
You were. So, what happens next?
Well, one of the fire engines will stay here for the moment to investigate the cause of the fire. And the police are staying as well. They'll start a proper search once it's light, just in case there's any more evidence.
It's nearly light now.
Yeah. Well, I think that's enough for one night. We should get those boys to bed.
Yes. I wouldn't mind a couple of hours myself.
I'll go and round them up.
All right. Emma, the police will want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, of course. Not that I can tell a match. Even so, I think I'm going to stay up till milking, David. I don't think I'd sleep anyway.
Well, I'll milk, well.
No. I'd rather have something to do. You stick with the police.
Okay.
Mum, I'm not going to bed yet.
Not me. George.
Ben won't come either. He's still filming. And talking to the fireman.
Got to check on Gina in the car.
Yes, I got to see her, Mum.
Ed?
Oh, go on then. But a quick look, George, then bed.
Great. Come on, Josh.
Okay.
See you down there?
In a minute.
Yeah.
Well, hang about, George. Don't go on.
Oh, David.
I know, love. I'll need to talk to the police. Come on, let's go and see Gina, eh?
It's a nice, sturdy little calf, that.
She's beautiful. Hmm. What are you going to call her?
Well, I had thought something like Jessie J. But now, if you'd like it, George, how about Georgina?
Me? Yeah, yes, please. Hmm. This is the best night of my entire life.
So, this is the little one who caused us all so much stress, is it?
Yeah, sorry, Dad.
You've got nothing to apologise for, has he?
No, nothing. A healthy calf in the middle of all that. It's amazing.
She's called Georgina.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and now you've seen her. Come on, you bed.
Oh, Mum!
Go on, George. You'll be getting the day off school. Think of it like that.
Yay, result.
There's two for him. We've got Sam's wedding on Friday.
Oh, of course.
I wish I could sleep all day. Come on, George.
Bye. Bye, Josh.
See ya.
Night, darling. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay.
Bye, Ed. Thanks for everything.
Yeah, thanks so much. We couldn't have done it without you, mate.
It was nothing. I'll see you tomorrow. Today.
Yeah.
Come on, Josh. You're dead on your feet as well.
Okay.
Night, Josh. Sleep tight.
Oh, it's so peaceful here, isn't it? Can't believe what just happened.
No. The police would like a quick word now, if you're up to it.
Well, if you think it'll be any use. I can't see it'll make much difference.
Well, just tell them what you saw.
Well, nothing, really. Just someone running away. It was dark.
Yeah, okay, but height, build?
I don't know. Average. Average. Maybe a bit thick set. I'm so sorry, David. I wish I could be more help.
God, what a mess. It's not pretty, is it? And it was definitely arson.
Oh, yes.
I'm so, so sorry.
Look, Adam, thanks for the straw. You didn't have to.
It's the least I can do.
Well, we've got a bit left in the store, but till this year's is in.
I suppose it's the hay you'll really miss.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to buy in. Insured, of course.
It's hardly the point.
No.
David. No, listen to me. I know you said you'd stand firm, but a line's been crossed here. They really mean business. They don't care about risking people's lives.
No, Adam, no.
I'd never forgive myself if anything happened to you or anyone at Brookfield. I couldn't live with myself.
Adam, no. I've talked to the police.
Well, don't tell me they're putting you under pressure to carry on.
No, not at all. But you know, they'd like a conviction, obviously. And as we've come this far, they've been here ever since it happened, and they're saying they'll keep that up.
Yeah, I saw. But, I mean, a couple of guys on foot in the odd patrol car on a farm this size? It's going to be pretty easy to give them the slip.
Well, we've got the panic alarm, we've got the security lights. They're doing their job.
Then how come you don't have a barn? What does Ruth say?
Oh, she... Well, to be honest, since it happened, there's been so much to do. We've had the fire investigators, the police.
It's been fun trying to milk with all that going.
Yeah. And then there's the insurance, there's the loss adjusters, the structural engineer about the rebuild. You know, there hasn't been that much time.
You don't have to give evidence, you know.
Yes, well, I'm about to go out myself, but there's something I think you'll want to hear.
Well, I'll call you back, okay? 5 minutes.
George! Calm down!
I'm still pretty wound up, you know.
Whatever nutter did that fire?
Yeah, well, don't go on about it to Em, okay?
What are you supposed to do with your fagins round here?
Dunno. Not smug in the first place, I suppose.
And they wonder why people don't go to church. No confetti either, not till the reception. It won't be like this at my wedding. They'll be throwing all them petals and powders and whatever.
Sorry?
Me and Ifty, when we get hitched. I want us coming in on elephants.
What, in Ambridge?
In India, silly.
What does he know about this yet?
Oh, give me time. I've seen it in the films.
Hey, princess. Are you gorgeous?
Oh, she loves that tiara. She hasn't taken it off for days. Oh,
bless her.
You must be glad all the stress is finally over.
Yeah.
And Sam's married.
Thank God.
Oh, she looks gorgeous, too. Are you all right, though?
Oh, the limp. Yeah. Can you believe it? I'll go round our Tracy's to collect Chelsea for the hairdresser this morning. The first thing I'd do is fall over the flippin' hamster.
Oh, no. Well, I thought you were hobbling down the aisle.
Yeah, well, you know she lets him run around all over the place.
Mum don't think it's hygienic.
Oh, I don't know about that. But it's crocked my ankle good and proper.
Okay, Jeff, you get off.
Sorry about that. So, what's the story?
Jerry wants BL to drop the contract. Your contract to farm the estate land.
Does he? I see.
He says as Home Farm won't be growing feed for the dairy, it'd be much tidier. BL would get a much better deal if the contract for the estate and the farms that are growing feed went to the same company.
Very neat.
The contractor who does two of those other farms has already bid. So has another firm who've heard about the dairy project.
So bids are in already?
Uh-huh. Both very reputable businesses and their quotes are competitive.
Oh, sure they are.
Jerry's confident he can prove the business case. He wants it on the agenda at the next board meeting.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
Brian, what are you going to do about it?
You go and enjoy your lunch. But keep a clear head. I'll call you back this afternoon.
Honest, Keith. This is the best day of Chelsea's life.
She looks a picture.
Her hair. I could never have done those ringlets. And Sam. Oh, stunning. I've never seen her so brown.
She gets her looks from Donner, luckily for her.
Oh, you've done her proud. You've done us all proud.
I hope so.
I wish Mum was here to see it. She'd be so chuffed you've made good.
Yeah.
How's your ankle?
Oh, you know, it twinges a bit.
Oh, you big wuss. I don't know. If anyone deserves some sympathy round here, it's Emma.
I didn't think she looked so great, but I didn't like to say anything.
Well, you wouldn't look great if you'd nearly been burned to a crisp.
Oh, really? Burned the sausage rolls, did she?
Oh, Keith. And you heard? Some lowlife fired the barn at Brookfield. The whole place could have gone up.
And Emma was there?
Of course. She lives there.
Oh, blimey. Right. But I thought you were still at your mum's.
No, no, we moved back last weekend.
Oh, I'd no idea. So sorry.
Yeah, it was horrible. The fire was just spreading in front of our eyes. The worst thing was we couldn't find Georgie.
Oh, God.
I was beside myself. I was sure he was in the barn.
Oh, love.
It felt like hours I was shouting for him all around the farm. It's like someone kept taking my stomach and turning it inside out.
Oh.
We couldn't find Josh either. Ruth was going frantic and Ed was having to help David try and keep the fire away from the chemicals and that. And if it hadn't been such a still night, I've never been so scared in my life.
Oh, I'm so, so sorry. I really am.
Yeah, well, thanks. We found George in the end, of course.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah, him and Josh had taken this cow that was calving off down the paddock out of the way.
Right. What a shock, though.
Yeah, it was.
And you're sure you're okay? Have you seen a doctor?
A doctor?
I don't know. Inhaling smoke, post-traumatic, what's it?
No, I've just not slept, that's all. Every time I close my eyes.
Oh, God, Emma, I'm sorry. And about Ed and the kids as well.
Yeah, well, like I say, thanks.
Hey, they want you for a photo, Keith. You blokes have all got to go and throw your hats in the air.
Yeah, oh, right.
You old lightweight.
Sorry?
Is it true what Ash just told me? That you bailed out the boys' drinks early?
Bit tricky to remember, to be honest. Mm. I'd had a few by then.
You're losing it, big bruv. Can't take your beer. Tripping over hamsters.
Yeah, must be. I'd better go.
You all right, Em?
Yeah.
Good lunch.
Yes, thank you.
They still do that fabulous meringue thing, though.
I don't know, Brian. I don't do puddings. You seem very cheerful, considering.
Considering what? Oh, Jerry, you mean.
Oh, stop messing around. What have you decided?
Well, I've thought about it, and I'm all for it being discussed at the next meeting. I'm confident that Home Farm is still the best possible deal for BL, and if anyone wants to challenge me, I can prove it.
Right.
I mean, Jerry had no right, of course, to go off unilaterally and start talking to other people about the contract.
Maybe not, but it's done now. The word's out.
Fine. Jerry can talk to as many potential contractors as he likes. And then all put in competitive quotes. Of course they will. Low quotes, even, just to get the work.
Maybe.
But they won't really be as competitive as Home Farm when you read the small print.
You could be right, but I still think you're taking this a bit too lightly.
Not at all. As I've said, I'm happy to see it on the agenda for next time.
OK.
And if Jerry wants to make an issue of it, the whole thing can go out to competitive tender. And Home Farm will put in our price for the estate land and the farm supplying the dairy unit. So I don't see why we should be excluded from the process.
No, that's true. And you think you'd get it?
On price, yes. On actually being able to deliver, definitely.
Right.
Martin's not wobbling, is he? Not going over to the enemy?
I don't think so. He's been very open with me about what Jerry was up to.
Well, there you are, then. Jerry and Andrew are a minority on the board. Now things are really getting going with the dairy. This is their last chance to flex some muscle.
Just macho posturing, then.
Yeah, pathetic, isn't it? I mean, even if it does go to full tender so I can't vote, you, Martin and Barbara can vote them down. But I don't think he's going to get that far. I'll ride this one out.
Oh, I don't know, Brian.
What?
Let me send you the other quotes.
Well, if it'll make you happy.
Have a look at them. Talk to Debbie.
Oh. Well, all right then. But I'm sure she'll agree with me.
Let's see, shall we?
Okay, send them through. But I'll be in trouble with Rory if this takes up all my weekend, because I'm supposed to be taking him fishing. What are you doing for the weekend?
This and that.
Jolly good. Well, enjoy it.
Oh, they want us in the dining room now, Em.
Oh,
at last.
Okay.
George is with Brad and Chelsea, and your mum's got Kira.
You never said.
Sorry.
You never said Uncle Keith left early the other night at the drinks.
Well, did he? I wouldn't know. I was the first to leave myself.
And that ankle.
What about it?
Tripping over an hamster. How likely is that?
That's very likely around Trace's place.
She didn't see him do it. I asked her. She was upstairs. Gary let him in.
So?
Well, it could all be a convenient excuse.
Em, I don't know what you're talking about.
And then, you weren't there, but when he came over to me and started talking about the fire, it was like he was in shock, Ed. He was so upset to think that we'd been there.
Well, that's very nice of him.
Yeah, but this was way over the top. He kept saying he thought we were still at my mum's. And he kept saying he was sorry. So sorry.
What?
As if it was his fault.
What, hang on. Hang on, what are you saying exactly?
I'm saying... I can't hardly believe it, and I don't want to.
No, no,
look, I know I didn't get a very good look at the man who was running away, and I know it was dark.
You can't be serious, Em. No, Em, honestly.
It could have been.
It could have been anyone. It can't be. You can't go...
I don't want to. Of course I don't. But when you put it all together, I'm sorry, but the more I think about it...
But are you going to... Oh, Em.